let's pray to God that this show is going to be a fantastic show. Everyone's worked really hard to put this together. We're going to be positive.
Hope.
Everyone together, hands together. Ho! Hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Michael Jackson, A Celebration. No matter what stories are made up about Michael,
Navi is performing Billie Jean to 1,400 students. It's a guaranteed crowd pleaser and a staple of his act. But for Danny, it's not just another night. This is his big chance to perform Billie Jean at a fan event. To convince the crowd, he has to get the essence of Jackson's performance. But he doesn't think that he's practiced enough.
You know the edit you made? I still don't know the timing.
Oh, mate, come on. You're joking.
You don't know the timing? No, I don't know the timing.
You're joking.
So let's make some noise. Everybody in the house, Danny Oliver!
Jackson's Motown 25 performance of Billie Jean was the pinnacle of his career. Its signature moves are precisely timed to each beat. Danny's trying to emulate each element of Jackson's iconic performance, even if he's more confident dancing than miming. Although Navi uses the same template, his dancing comes second to his look. Though Danny doesn't have the look, the other fans loved his Billie Jean. But he still thinks that his performance lacked a certain something.
Does it make you want to see a look like?
I would like to kind of, in a sense, just to see how the moves and everything goes together, you know, and people's reaction and stuff like that. Just for the experience and how it feels. But I don't know, I mean, I've kind of thought about doing that and said that before, you know, even just with like black hair or a wig or something. But people said, like my mom, no. And a lot of people, like Annika, she said, if you dyed your hair back, I would kill you. She says, you're Danny, you know, you're unique. You go out as yourself, but there's so much Michael inside of you at the same time. And yet it's so strange because like you're blonde.
For Annika, the evening's been a great success.
The aim of this was not just to celebrate Michael's birthday, it was also to get the point across that we are here tonight together as Michael's supporters. We're here tonight together, united, you know, behind Michael, behind it, especially right now when stuff is, you know, not the best it has been.
The allegations mean that Navi's business is thriving. But if the charges against Jackson are substantiated, these could be his last few appearances as the King of Pop.
I do not believe in my heart that the man is guilty of this. If he was, there'd be more children coming out the woodwork. If that is Michael Jackson, and that is his sex drive once every 10 years, then it's, you know, you could say he's guilty. But it doesn't add up. It just does not add up.
If for any reason he is found guilty, how will it affect you as an impersonator? Will you be able to perform?
If Michael Jackson is found guilty, as a fan, I'll be hurt. As a person, general public, I'll be hurt. And as an impersonator, I'll be devastated. Because it has become my world.